got into interesting thing for me this week about the Inyan with Lloyd was captured, and then Avram went down and he made a whole war and he got him out. So I started thinking like this. When they captured Lot and they took his stuff, Rechushai, and all that, what is the halachic status? If a kingdom captures people and takes away their money, does it belong to the Malchus or does it not belong to the Malchus? So that's the first question I want to hear. I'm talking about Amachus Akum. Like here, right? What happened? Let's say the background, right? There were four kings. Amrophel, Kedar Loimer, right? There were four kings. And they were controlling the five kings. After 12 years, the five kings rebelled. Sdoim, Amoira, all these kings, they decided to rebel. Then that lasted for 13 years, right? Then the four kings had enough of it, right? They started killing out, like, they didn't, before they even got to the five kings, they started killing out Rephaim and these people and those people, now Malekis and all these people, which is Grada.
Real World War One.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Looked pretty, I don't know how big it was, but it was, they were killing around. Now, there's a whole shiloh why they were killing all those people. Before they got to the, back to those four, the five kings. So, different svarim, right, different things, different, mefarshei HaTorah. Some say that they were in cahoots with them, so they killed out all those people because they were like, they teamed up, or they were afraid they were going to team up. Other people say that those were the people that gave them the idea to rebel. Okay, whatever. So they killed them all out. Then, after they finished killing the Rephaim and the Amalekim and everything, they finally confronted the four against the five, right? In Emek Hasidim, and there was a whole thing, and the four won. And the five ran away, and then they fell into the clay and all that, and the whole thing. Fine. And then, when the four won, then they captured Lot, and they captured, because Lot lived in Sdoim, that was one of the losing cities. So they captured him, and they captured all his stuff. So then the Polit came and told Avram, your nephew's captured. So Avram comes with a whole army, 318 people, and he kills them out, and gets Lot out of it, right? And that's the story. So now, my question is like this. When the four kings won the five kings, and they say, okay, we won, so you're captive. Is he? Is that the din? Is it considered when one Goyish country has a war with another? Or here it's, let's say, four countries against five countries. And the four countries win the five countries. And they take the people in the five countries and capture them and say, you're our captive. Is it chal or is it nachal? So really,
the We were Mitzrayim. Rashi took it out. He says, now you're mine. So isn't it the same?
Well, Hashem, he's allowed. he is allowed. Yeah, I'm talking about here just these four going, and those, you know, it's a chvase. England, France, and this against that and that.
France isn't winning.
By Eden, there's no shiloh.
Okay, what?
France Yidin never wins.
What do you mean? If Goyim take Eden?
No. What I'm saying, when the Eden fought the Goyim in the Midbar, they always took the shiloh.
They always took the shiloh and everything. Right. Okay, so we'll get slowly. Okay.
But,
so there is a. Yeah.
But if you're talking about land, for sure they're kind of, because I'm in the
Midbar. Oh, exactly.
So why should the Tantalim be different?
Shouldn't. That's I'm going to get to that Gemara right this second. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, how do you know that if a country is conquers another country, kibush akum, that it's kaina? So the Gemara brings Amoinu Moyav was Tiaru B'sicha, right? It says in the Torah that Hashem would not let Bnei Yisrael conquer Amon or Moav, right? It's in Parshas Devarim. And what happened? Sichon won Amon and Moav, like you have in Parshas Chukas, and now it became Sichon's. And then after Sichon got it, that's how we won Sichon, and we didn't have any problem because it belonged to Sichon. So the Gemara says, from here we see that when one country captures another country, then you're allowed, it counts, and they own it, and it belongs to them. And then the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara says, that's all, that much we find, that if Goyim conquer Goyim. What about if Goyim conquered a Jewish person? They fight Jews, and they take Jewish captives. How do you know they're Kaine? So the Gemara says that another pasuk in Chukas, that Amalek came, Vayish Bimenu Shevi. They took one captive, right, which was one Shifcha, and it worked. It's Kaine. So Mimela, you see over here that when a Goyish country captures Karka, slaves, it's Chal, it's Kaine. And I'll mention a tshuva too. There's a tshuva from the Rambam about a Goyish country that captured like some Jewish cities, and they captured Sefer Torahs and shuls and all kinds of things like that. And then Jews wanted to buy it from the government, and right, and the old Jews that it was taken away from said, "Give that back to us. That's our shuls and our Sefer Torahs." And the Rambam says, nothing doing. The din is that once it's conquered, it's conquered. It belongs to those Goyim. And he quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that Sancheirev conquered the 10 Shvatim. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk over there that when Sancheirev was conquered by the Jews, you know, finally Sancheirev got all the way up to Yerushalayim, and he was about to win there, and then Malach Gavriel killed them all out. So now the Jews in Yerushalayim wanted to take all Sancheirev's stuff. So Hashem said, don't worry, you can keep it, and it doesn't matter that it came from other Jews, because once the government won, it belongs to the government, it belongs to Sancheirev. So that's what it says over. So, oy bezoy, it would seem, if you just go through that Gemara, that once a kingdom conquers whatever they conquer, it works. So, oy bezoy, l'chayrit should come out that when they won the war, and they conquered Lot, and they took his stuff, legally, they got it. It's theirs. Now, here, though, I want to explain a very important machlokes in the Rishonim, on that Gemara there. The Gemara is in Gittin, on Lamed Ches. Shitas Ramban over there is that there's nothing in this Gemara more than Gezel. Meaning, what it really boils down to is, what the Gemara is saying is that if another country invades, so they're like Gazlan. Now, the rule of Gazlanim is that if there's Yiyush, then the Gazlan can be Kainan. So, when a country invades, there's Yiyush.
It's always Gzela when a country invades another country?
Oh, well, that's the way the Rambam's looking at it. Okay, you'll see, it's a big machlekes here. But the Ramban learns that this whole sugi is only with Yiyush. And he compares it to like the sugi of if a Gazlan is going to be Yiyush.
Is Hilchos Malachim?
This is, I'm saying this is a Gemara in Gittin. The Ramban. But the Rajba argues, let's explain. Meaning, according to Ramban, they have to go through the regular kinyan process. That let's say you have a kinyan of Meshicha, kinyan of Chazaka, or whatever the different kinyanim are. The country has to go through the same process. They would have to make a kinyan Chazaka, Noal, Gorer, Paratz, whatever it is, and it only works after Yush. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says the Pasuk, when it says Vayish Mimenu Shevi, does not mention that there was any Yush going on over there. So it's Mashma, they just conquered, and that's it. And he says, similarly, there's a klal that the Rashi brings, the Rambam brings, Yush doesn't work on karka. Even though we have a concept that after Yush, you can be kind of something, that's only if there's Yush on metaltal. But on karka, Yush doesn't work. Rashi says, karka b'cheskas b'oleo meres. Yush doesn't work. Rashi in Sukkah, right? Rashi says on daf lam. So the Rashi b'tain is on the Ramban. He says, how in the world is the Ramban able to say that the way it works is with Yush, but then how then did Sichain get conquer Amun Moav's land? There's no Yush on land. So because of all this, the Rashba says that's not pshat in the Sugya. The Sugya is making a new Yesod, that Kibush itself, conquering itself, is a Kinyan. You don't need any outside Kinyanim, right? You just win the war, and then you own everything that's there.
And Memela is not Gezel.
And Memela wouldn't be considered Gezel, man.
Right.
It wouldn't be considered Gezel. You do own it. Okay? So according to Ramban, he learns the Sugya like as if it's same process as a Gezel. With Yush, and then you do an actual Maisa Kinyan, whereas the Rashba says, no Yush, no Maisa Kinyan, you just do Kibush. Okay? So this is a Yesoidus Dika. Machlokes Rishonim, and how you go through that whole piece of Gemara. According to the Ramban, it's Yush Maisa Kinyan. According to the Rashba, Kibush itself is the whole thing. Okay, so getting back to the story that we have over here, if you say the Rashba, then it would be Pashit. If they did the Kibush, Lachar, it's theirs. Then they own Loit and everything. If you go with the Ramban, I don't know if he had Yush or he didn't have Yush. Right? Yeah, right. You have to have Yush on himself and on his stuff, or he was still hoping maybe Avram would come and save him. Because Avram promised him, right, that he would come. I don't know what he was thinking. If he didn't have Yush, then it wouldn't. Okay, so now, after we got through that, so my second question was as follows. For sure, at least according to the Rashba, it was a kibush and it's theirs. So what kind of business does Avram have to mix in? Okay. If the din is that if a country makes a war and they conquer, it's conquered. So they rightfully have the right to keep light and to keep all
the
stuff.
That doesn't answer the reasons of why there was a war. Easy come, easy go. They made a war and they won. Avram made a war and he won.
Oh, very good. So you could, that's what I'm Amish going to get to in a second. Or you could say, okay, so I'll also make a war. Just like you made a war, I'll make a war. Okay, but before I even get to that, which I think could be a true thing, I want to go through the following very important shaila, which I wish I had more time. I wanted to see like if there's later achrenim that go into this shaila. But I found earlier achrenim zeichet good to hear, the Chasam Sefer and the Machne Ephraim and these achrenim. The shaila is like this. I want to clarify, it's a new shaila now. Is it mutter for a country to make a war with a country? Why is that a new shaila? The shaila I talked about before was achar hamaisa. They made the war. They didn't ask any shaylas, right? Usually, England doesn't call up Ramosha to ask him if they're allowed to make a war with France, right? They don't ask a shayla.
Probably depends why.
Okay, but you'll see. That's Taka. We'll get there.
Tavon HaMelech tells Klal Yisrael for Parnasa.
Oh, okay, very good. Right. So you'll get to that in a second. Okay. Okay, yeah, you'll see, Mamish, you'll hear all the things in a minute. Like this. Yeah, I just first clarifying that there's two sugyas. The sugya in Gittin is Achar HaMaisa. So there it says Mefurish. If they did it, it works. Machlek is Rishayinim. It works Yush and Kinyan. Okay. Now the Shai is it mutter to do? So on this, the Shita of the Chsam Sofer, Chuvas Chsam Sofer, in Simin Yud Tes, in Yeridea, and again in Simin Reish Lamed Gimel, he says, I have a Beferish in Gemara that it is usur for a country to make a war.
This is Sayakum Sayyid.
Not Sayyid. What's the Gemara? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Nuntes. The Gemara says a klal. There's nothing that a Jew is mutter to do, and a goy is also to do it. Right? Mika midi the Yisrael shari ulakum aser. Right? It's never a case. You can't have it. Goyim don't ever have it more chomer than a Jew. So the Gemara says it's different kash. What, you have something?
Mefarcheses.
Mefarcheses is mutter for a goy too.
It is?
If you shecht it. Because of that Gemara.
If you shecht.
That is mamash what that Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you shecht a mefarcheses, so since you shecht, then it's mutter a Jew? Because mutter for a goy.
Before the shechita.
Before you shecht.
When you shecht it, and it's mefarcheses, why it's being
while it's mefarcheses, since a Jew could eat it, a goy could eat it. It's true, if a goy does the shechita, then it's Eber Menachai, because since it's a bad shechita and a Jew can't eat it, so the goy can't eat it. As soon as a Jew is the shechit and the Jew could eat it, then the goy gets to eat it. Gufa, because, in other words, it's gufa, that klal, mika midi, that the Gemara Mash says that klal. So whatever a Jew could eat, a goy could eat. If it can't be such a thing that a Jew can, yes, eat it, and the goy cannot eat it. No such thing. Shemir Shabbos. Ooh, you were Mecham Tosis Kasha on the spot. Tosis asked your Kasha. That a goy cannot keep Shabbos, and a Jew surely could. So Tosis says, this rule is only by mutter and usher, but mitzvah and usher could be. If a Jew has a mitzvah to keep Shabbos, and a goy can't, that you could have. Okay, you got to cop the logic of that. But as he says that kasha and says that answer again. He says, a goy is also to learn. How could that be? So he says, that could be. If it's a mitzvah for me and a veir for him, that we can have. But that I'm allowed and he can't, that you can't have. So, frek the Gemara kasha, I'll give you something. Yifas toyer. What's yifas toyer? She's a married goy.
Isn't abortion also?
Abortion is also for a goy.
Mutter for
Yid?
If it's a pikuach nefesh.
Well, so in a case of pikuach nefesh. But that's probably a mitzvah again. That would be a mitzvah if it's pikuach nefesh. Yeah. Zela less also. Than a...
And for a guy it's also... For Yid it's aser.
So aser for Yid.
And for a guy it's aser.
It's aser.
It's aser. It's just not kosher mishpat. Right.
It's not mutter. It's the Rambam says even less than a...
And if for a guy abortion would be for pikuach nefesh is also aser.
What?
For a guy, pikuach nefesh abortions also.
For a guy, it depends. It's like, in other words, we went through this one time. It's not so easy to matter it because a guy killing a uber is like mamish, like a full ritzicha.
Right.
So memela, if I'm an outsider. My chazis, like, why should I say
the
mother over the kid? So it's not so pushy.
The mother can do it.
Yeah, because she's but someone on the outside, right. It's not so pushy. I don't remember everything right now. We once, Mamish went through this. Dr. Pleader was here. We went, and he Taka one time didn't do it because it was a guy. He told me. Depends on the kid. I don't remember everything right now.
Doesn't a policeman have a right to shoot a relative?
What's that?
A Croatian policeman have a right to shoot a relative?
Lamaisa, I think we hold, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So
the difference is the portion.
Yeah, it's only, you're right, in the case where the baby is called a roidev, then you could. It's more of a child, like, let's say it's pikuach nefesh, because let's say they tell me kill the uber or else I'll kill you, like that kind of thing. So by a yid he could go kill the uber to save his own life because it's not really ritzicha.
Right.
But by a guy he wouldn't be allowed to kill the uber to save.
But the case of a yid where the head came out already, where hands off,
right, then you're right, then you can't do anything.
That's my thesis. But so by a guy, if in the ninth month, let's say, and you could take the baby out, the mother will die, but the baby will live. My cousins.
Oh, yeah. You mean if it's... I see what you mean. Right. Yeah, okay.
In the early months, there is a rodeo. The later months, there is not necessarily a rodeo.
Okay, I hear. I don't know well enough. I hear what you're saying. We talked about it in Parsha Shemois. That's when we talked about it, when Paro told them to kill the Umar. Okay, so anyways, where was I up to? Oh, Yifastayer. So the Gemara says, Akash, I have something. A Jew is allowed to take a Eishes Ish, a Yifastayer. A Goy doesn't have that heter. So you have a thing, which is mutter more for a Jew. And for the Gemara, see if I have the Lashin. Hosam mishum delav bnei kibush ninhu. There, you know why? Because goyim aren't bnei kibush. Zokt Rashi. Loi nitna eretz lekibush kiim liyisrael. No land is given over for conquering, only for Jews. Sha'af liyisrael lehuter yifas torah elo b'molchama al yidei kibush. The only heter is that if you're in the middle of a milchama of kibush, you're allowed to do your fast player. But a guy doesn't have a case. Yeah. So that's what the Rashi writes in Ramah, the Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin came out the same words. I'll say his Lashon, Dr. Ramah. Kiloimar. Loi nitan lohem rishus lich boish asa oretz. They don't have rishus to be kovish the oretz. Kamoish nitna rishus lohem li Yisrael. Right? Like Jews have rishus to be kovish. So males like the Chassam Sofer and Chuvas in these places, this Gemara shows me that only Jews have permission to conquer lands. Goyim have no permission conquering any lands.
How do we know that? Maybe if Seir was standing away from Esau, doesn't push us to conquer?
If again,
Seir, what? Far from Seir,
yeah.
Standing away from Esau.
Yeah.
By somebody, other Goyim.
Oh, if somebody else did it, can they take it, reconquer?
Reconquer.
Oh, maybe reconquer is better. Yeah, I hear. But to go and conquer, that they don't have any right to do. Yeah, that's his Yisrael, he takes out of this Gemara.
But later they're kind of, anyway.
So Frank, the Chassam Sofer, in that tshuva, in Gittin, it says a whole sugya kibush works. It's like the Chassam Sofer, yeah, if they did it, it works. But with the Evid, but they have no heter to do it. And the Chassam Sofer, where he says a very interesting Tarai, which I think the other one enjoy. Yeah, in Chulin. And Chulin, he says, I'll bring you a raya. You don't need to even know Gemara Sanhedrin. You only need to know Chumash with Rashi, and you already know this. Yeah? You don't even have to know too much Chumash and Rashi. If you know Perek, Aleph, Pasuk, Aleph, and Brachos, you're going to know it. Why? Because what does the Goyim say in there? Say, you're listing. You're listing. How do you steal Eretz Yisrael? But Shver, you're allowed to conquer. You're allowed to make wars. You're allowed to conquer. Vice dice for the first Rashi in the whole Torah, there's no such chapter to go make a milchama. And the only answer is that we said, but Hashem's the owner of the world. And he said, we can do it. So you see, you need a heter from Hashem. And Hashem only gave the heter to the Yidin. Okay, that's his shita. That's his mahalach.
So Amen Motil Yisrael is only B'dievet.
Oh, so very good. So he mamash asked that. He says, L'chayit should come out that Amen Motil Yisrael, the whole thing was B'dievet. The whole thing was not, was really usser, but they did it, so it worked. But it really was usser. Okay, that is the Shitas Chassam Sofer in all these tshuvas, and the Chidah also says in his Sefer Chaim Shaul and a few other Sfarim that from this Gemara and Sanhedrin on Daf and Tes we see a Yesod Goyim are forbidden to conquer anything. Okay, now. Yeah. So all these things were beisser. It comes out and they did it, so it worked. But it's all beisser according to the Chassam Sofer.
Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them that land, because the lechor should be the same thing like the first Rashi.
Oh, in case, yeah, he says beferish.
Like
in
Esav would want to
on Lamed Gimel, he says
back.
There are cases even he says in Navi, where Hashem says a nevuah, Kol Amar Hashem, Ashur is going to go, and this and this. And then he says, okay, in that case, in Echanami, they can do it. Chassam Sofer says. In any case where Hashem actually said, then Taka, then they could do it. But otherwise, to just go one day and they want to do it, no. Only, but the Klal Yisrael, they could. And not only are they allowed to do Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara Darshins, Kol Mokom Asher Tidroich Kaf Raglechem Lochem Bo Yiyeh, that they're even allowed to expand Eretz Yisrael even further if they want. But that's a special heter only for Yisrael. Okay, that's his sheet.
Could be like this week's Pashi Yavavaya. If it's Kudol Aibren, that's what Henshman,
that's what we started with.
We started with that.
Yeah, well, that's why we're talking about it. That's how God did it. That's why we're here. Oh, so no, it's fine. So now like this. I just want to mention, this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. There is another Rishon. There's the Ran there. I mean, it's Chidush Ran, which is today known as not really the Ran. It's another Rishon, Rabbeinu David. But the Chidush Ran there says that's not what the words mean. Rashi says it means that Goyim are not allowed to conquer. He says it means Goyim, when they do kibush, they're not b'nei kibush. It means Goyim don't have kinyan aguf. When a Jew does kibush, he has kinyan aguf. Therefore, when you're kinyan of this yefas toyar, it has such a strong kinyan that it breaks the marriage. But when a Goy does a kibush, the Gemara says in Gittin on Lamed Ches, they only have kinyan l'maisa yodav. They don't have as strong of a kinyan as a Jew. Memela, when they make a kibush, even if it works and everything, but the Gemara says that kibush akum only works for Maisi Yodav, so it's not a kinyan aguf, so it doesn't break the marriage, and that's why they don't have the heter yifas toyar. So the way he's learning the Gemara, it's nothing to do with mutter and aser. It's a different Gemara. The Gemara is saying a difference in the level of the kinyan.
But
so
the heter that the yid has, they can't have.
Exactly,
right.
Because the whole heter is, he says, befeirsh, that his kinyan aguf severs the eishes ish.
It's
mafkia the eishes ish. But the yid doesn't, the guy doesn't have that. But the way he's reading the Gemara, it doesn't talk about mutter and aser. Now, so far I said shita number one. Shita number one is shita chasam sofer, and these places that a goyish, a country, can never make a war, at least in a normal case that they just want to fight and expand, they can't do it. In one place, the Chassam Sofer is Mechadish, in Chidush Sugyas, he wants to make a Chiddush. He says, maybe the din of Rashi, the din that a Goyish nation cannot conquer, began only at Matan Torah. But until Matan Torah, Goyish countries were allowed to make wars. My high. Zok there, because in Parashas Bereishis, Hashem said to Adam, Pru Revu V'chiv Shuha. So Memela, in that word V'chiv Shuha, he gave a heter of kibush. But we know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that since that pasuk wasn't repeated, so after Matan Torah, that pasuk of Pru Revu, in the beginning, Goyim had Pru Revu. After Matan Torah, it no longer goes to the Goyim, it's only a mitzvah on the Yidin. So along with it went the V'chiv Shuah. So Memela, this that Rashi said in Sanhedrin, that Goyim are not allowed to conquer, perhaps Rashi only refers to Noch Matan Torah. So according to that, so then Amun and Moav were before Matan Torah, so then they could have done it even better. Okay, that's now, that's the second sheet, okay? That until Matan Torah maybe was mutter, after Matan Torah ask.
I mean, I don't know if they cared.
No, they wouldn't have cared anyways. It's just talking it out. If it was mutter, it was.
No, but Sichon was kibush before Matan Torah?
That's, well,
again, it doesn't make
a
difference, but yeah, but it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, it does make a difference, but
there's no way
who,
39 years earlier? 39 years
when did
earlier?
It happen? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He does say that for some reason. He assumes it was before. I don't know how he knows, Taka, when it happened exactly. Oh, now comes the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim says like this. This is, I learned the big chiddush from what he says, because he doesn't spell out the end. I think after, he says like this. The Rashba has tainis on the Ramban. We started off today with the Machlekes Rashba and Ramban in Gittin. The Machlekes was, the Ramban learns it's all like with Yush and a Maisa Kinyan, like Gzela type. And the Rashba says, no, Kibush itself is a Kinyan. So the Rashba had tainis on the Ramban. He says, first of all, Yush doesn't work on Karka. Right, so how in the world will Sichon be able to conquer the karka of Amoiv? There's no yush on karka. And secondly, he says, let me think if there's another kasha that he asks. Maybe not. Maybe that's the only kasha. Okay. So Zokta Machafirm, I'll explain to you what's going on. He says, if you look in the Rishonim, Lamashal, if you look in the Tur, in Simon Reish Samach Zayin, the Tur says that the reason why Goyim's Kibush works is because Dina de Malchusa Dina. Okay? Dina de Malchusa Dina. Now, that's the words. Now, I want to explain that for a minute. That's an interesting type of Dina de Malchusa Dina here. Because the usual understanding is that everyone who is in my country has to obey the laws of the government. Yeah? But what kind of new Dina de Malchusa Dina is this that the law the government made is that they're going to take over the other country?
International law.
So really, the Shulchan Acharav explains. The Shulchan Acharav in Kuntras Acharon talks about it. He says, we don't mean the... It's the same words, but we don't mean the one that you're used to. We mean that there are, like you said, there's laws of kingdoms. There's laws of Malchusa. The laws of Malchusa are that there's such a thing called war. There's such a thing called war, and war is works, and you're allowed to have one. And whoever wins, wins. And that's called Dina de Malchusa Dina. So Zok de Machne Ephraim Azay. The rule is like this. If two countries go into war against each other, then that is legal. And that's what we call Dina de Malchusa Dina. That's what we call Dina de Malchusa Dina. And then the Ramban agrees that you don't need Iyush. And Memela, that's the answer to the Rashba's Kasha. How did it work by Amin Amoyev? Where's the Iyush? The answer is they called a war. Yeah, they made a war. If you're in war, there's Kibush. Amin Amoyev. Sichon called a war with Amin Amoyev. Right? They both were in the war. They both, like, you know, I don't know how these things start exactly. You break out a war, however you break out.
Maybe it's a bit of a war.
Yeah, well, yeah, Mamash, you'll see in a minute. That's Mamash what he says. So he says, so over there, Avade, it works without any Yush, because it's a legal war. The Ramban wrote by Al-Molik captured the Shevi. You needed Yush. The answer was because Al-Molik just ran in, like he calls Bishas Shalom, there was no war mitzad Klal Yisrael. They just invaded Bishas Shalom, then that's an illegal war.
It's Gezel.
That's Gezel. Then you need Yush.
That's terrorism.
Okay. But even, he doesn't say a chilik, you could have terrorism of a whole country too. It doesn't make a difference. You say, my name is England. That doesn't give you a heter. That doesn't make it into Milchama. That's still Asr Dika Milchama.
World War II.
You see, it's very not, you know, that's all he says. You need like a 2,000 page safer to be Masber exactly when it's called. You both called out war, when you called out war and they didn't know. I mean, I don't know all the Sifim and Protim, but Bichlolus. There's a war which both sides called war. Then it's war, and then even the Ramban is masking, you don't need Yush. And then you could have a case of a Shas Shalom, and the country invaded, then it doesn't work, and then it's like Gezel, and you need Yush.
If the losing side starts the war, then Kulshe came.
You mean they already started against me?
Eventually.
They were the aggressors.
The
aggressors
lose. Like the five kings.
Yeah.
Then for sure the Rechush is gone.
Then for sure
they
the Rechush is
they
gone.
They started the war. They lost.
They started.
If the losing side started,
yeah.
then you mean, because then for sure they can,
right.
They're for sure mutter,
right.
They can for sure.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So now, now a third shita. Listen to this. This is the, what brought me to Masha Hevi Ani Lazeh, he says, where did I get this idea that there is a usher type of a war? Which you're not allowed to do, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Vastoyar. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin asked the question, how is it that a Jew is allowed to have a Yifas Toyar and a Goy isn't? And the Gemara answered, because Goyim are not bnei kibush. So I learned from the Gemara that there's some type of war which Goyim are forbidden to do. So from here I see what I said, that a Goy would not be allowed to invade to do a kibush. That would be something that's usur, and it's not doesn't work. Okay? That is the Machne Ephraim, what he says. So here we have a third shita. Yeah, you had the Chassam Sefer said war is usur for Goy. Then you had another Chassam Sefer, maybe to Matan Torah it's mut. Then you have Machne Ephraim, it depends. If you both have a war with each other, then that's a legal war. That's Dina de Malchusa Dina, like he calls it. And it works, and you're kaina, and it's mutter. If you go and invade, that's usser, and that's gezel. Okay. Now, something bothered me very much. I don't see his pshat in the Gemara. I don't see how his pshat works in the Gemara. The Gemara said that there's no yifas toyer by goyim because they're not bnei kibush. Chassam Sefer, I understand very well. You see from here, goyim are forbidden to make war. But according to the Machne Ephraim, goyim are forbidden to make a war of invasion. But they can make a war when they called it together. So, hodra kushi leduchta. Then you should have a yifas toyer in the milchama in that case. I didn't get it. Excuse me? You can learn like the Ran. But he says he got it from there. Right? He says, what brought me to my pshat is because I saw the Gemara of Yifas Toyer where it says a goy can't make a war. So he's reading the Gemara like Rashi. So how is he reading this Gemara? So I finally hit me that what he's telling me is the entire heter of Yifas Toyar is by a war of invasion. That is, meaning the Torah says that if Klal Yisrael goes to conquer a land, then they have heter. Like the Rama puts them together. He says, they have the heter of Yifas Toyar, and there's also a heter of, Katli the Chaziri, that the Rama puts all these heterim. These are heterim for kibush.
Chametz mitzvah.
Not mitzvah. No. Not mechametz mitzvah. It's mechametz rishus. It's mechametz rishus. They're just broadening.
Expanding.
But expanding. But it's a heter. But it's not a heter for a war when there's a war because there's fighting going on. That is not the case of Yifas Toyar. That's what he is learning here. There's no heter. In other words, Yifas Toyar is part of the rules of kibush. The Torah put into kibush that if you're doing kibush, there's a heter Yifas Toyar, all these things. It's not for a case of milchama. That's not the heter Yifas Toyar isn't on that case. So that's how he's reading the Gemara. Goyim don't have such a thing as kibush. They don't have kibush. They don't have the whole concept of invasion, of conquering lands. They have fights. They have wars because the two sides are angry at each other or whatever it is, and they get into a war. That isn't the heter yifas toyer for a Jew either. Now, lemaise, it could be that every time that if the Yidin are in a war, they'll say, listen, let's just do kibush already. So then they'll have the heter yifas toyer. Fine. But that's because b'chlam asayimana. They can do that. But the aside of yifas toyer is when Klal Yisrael is doing a kibush. Then there's a heter also yifas toyer, and goyim don't have the concept of kibush, so they don't have yifas toyer. That's what I think I learned from the Achim. Okay, so now after kol anal, let's get back again to the question we started. We asked the question: what's pshat that Avraham Avinu hears that Lot is captured and his stuff, and he goes down there and he starts killing out all the people until he gets light and pulls them out. But the din is, it works. If a malchus makes a kibush, it's theirs, right? And I'll tell you what the Machane Ephraim writes over there. And he says, and Mimela, according to what I'm saying, if let's say a goyish country makes a legal war, and they were kaivish Jews, they captured Jews in the war, whatever. You may not take them away. because it's gezel. That's what it is. It's gezel. You're stealing property of that country. Okay, I'm sure if it's pekuach nefesh or it's this or that, I'm not going into that. But it's regular. Okay, so what exactly is Avraham Avinu doing? So like this. If you say that the whole thing is bidi evid, if you say that the four kings, that goyim, are not allowed to make any wars, right? And the whole thing that they made war was usur, and it was a bidi evid, so I have an answer for you. The answer is, because you know what you do? You're all murderers, right? Fine, bidi evid, you were kind of, very good. But you're murderers in Gazlan, right? So you're chayav misa. You're chayav misa. You weren't allowed to do that. The whole war that you made, every drop of it, is Avera. And fine, so now you own light stuff. And you own light. That's Gazela. Fine, you own it with Gazela. Shkoyach, I'll go ahead and kill you out for what you did. So then, that could answer how Avraham Avinu could do it. But if you go, that's according to the Shita of the Chassam Sofer in Chutz. But if you go like the Chassam Sofer in Ksugis, that until Matan Torah, v'chiv shuha, l'chayra, hadrakusha l'duchta. So they're allowed to do it. So what do you have tainus on them?
So why can't Avram can do it also?
So then, very good. Then we could say the answer you're saying. It works together, right? If you're not allowed, so then he killed them out because they didn't have it. If they're allowed, then Avram can do the same thing. So he made a war. Very good. Exactly so. And if you say, let's just finish up, and if you say like the Machne Ephraim, so then he says it's totally if they call each other to war, right? Then it's mutter, and it's a legal war.
Which it was.
So now here, I was a little bit not clear how to look at this, because the Radak explains that we don't really know the beginning of the whole story. It doesn't say in the Chumash. How did it ever start in the first place that the five were serving the four? We don't know how it started. He writes, Loi kasuv b'Torah, how many wars they needed to do in order to get the five in the first place. So I wonder if that plays a role. In other words, if the way the thing really started was that the four kings invaded the five kings and got them, and now today they're calling each other to war, I don't know if that works. Because if they started illegally, I don't know how to look at that. If you can say, now it's a legal war because today we're both calling each other to war. Or do you say, no, it started from yeah, so I don't know. Okay, so Yesh La'ayin. But again, it doesn't matter. If you're going to say that what they did was not allowed, then the answer is Avraham Avinu killed them because they are Gazlanim and Ritzchanim. If it was allowed, so for the same price, Avraham Avinu can do the same thing. So now, based on this, I want to go a step further. It says in the Taz, Pirush HaTaz, on the Pasuk where Avraham wins the war and he comes back, and Shame takes out to him Lechem V'yayin. So Rashi says, this is what was done to Yigi and Milchama. When you would finish a war, they would bring out to you the Lechem and the Yayin. So the Taz says, what exactly was this pasuk coming to teach you, and what's Shame trying to say with that? Look at the Taz like this. Really, we know that Avraham Avinu was afraid that he did the wrong thing. Rashi brings it down that later Hashem said, Al tir Avram, because Avram was very afraid that maybe he did the wrong thing, that he killed these people. And in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it adds in that Avraham Avinu said, all these uchlusin, I killed very many people, there probably was a tzaddik among them. So he was afraid. Okay? So Shame came to tell him, you did nothing wrong. That was the point of what he's trying to say. He's bringing him Lechem Yayin to tell him he did nothing wrong. So the shaila is, how exactly did he show Avram, and what exactly was lemaisa, the truth, why it was okay? Right? Avram Avinu himself is saying there was probably a tzaddik in there. Okay, so why did you do it? Right? And why was it taka okay? So the pshat could be like this. That Avram Avinu was saying like this. If everybody was a Rasha here, right? If everybody was a Reitzeach and a Gazlan over here, then I have nothing to worry about, right? But if one person was not, then the only heter that I have to do what I did is because I'm also allowed to make a Mohammed. And if you make a Mohammed, anything's mutter, right? But the Shaila was, in order to be a milchama, we said already, the aside is because dina de malchusa dina. Dina de malchusa dina. That there's a rule in malchus, right, that you're allowed to do these things. So Avram Avinu was worried, am I a milchama? Am I considered a malchus or not? So that was why he was worried. So Shane came and brought out what you bring when people come back from a milchama. Right? He was trying to tell him, yes, you are a milchama. That is how he is Gufa showing Avraham Avinu that he didn't do anything wrong. That was Gufa the Pshat. Right? Gufa this cheshbin. Oh. Now, I wanted to say, okay, so this, that's how we're coming out.
Rashi says that everyone came together was the mammal of Avraham Avinu. Emek
Shaveh
was the place that was after this battle?
Yeah, that's Emek Shaveh. I think that's in...
The Yates of the cross side.
Oh, very good. After. There it says...
Right before, so then, the past before.
Avram. Okay, so that's... here, that's but just after. I hear.
But that shows that he was an Am.
This will say that everyone recognized it now. Right. Yeah, words, he was already considered like a Melech, I guess. And he did it. And then they said, you are, yeah, we're masking, you are a Melech. Something like that.
Doesn't the book say earlier,
Goy Kal Goyim, you? Yeah. Goy Kal Goyim is by Yaakov. Okay, so anyways... Sachakol, we said like this, that either way Avraham Avinu killed them. Either they were Asur, or if you say that they were Mutter because that's what the Shita, that it's Mutter to make a Melchama, then Avraham Avinu had the same Heter himself and he made a Melchama. Okay, now I want to add in one more thing to say. The Netziv, I just happened to see this Netziv last week, he's from the Shita that holds that Goyim could make a Melchama. Okay, and the shaila is, where is the makor? Where does it say that a goyish country can make a milchama? Right. So far we only had one remez, which was the Chassam Sofer said maybe from Vechiv Shuha. That was the only place. Otherwise, you have to say it's like understood. I don't know from the whole way the world works. The Tziv has a remez in Parshas Noach. He says it says umiyad ha'adam. Miyad ish ochiv edrishas nefesh ha'adam. So he makes a drasha, you know, the Tziv makes a drasha, that it says, a man to his brother, if it's a ish, to an ochiv, then Hashem will be doirish. Lim ute, a country. A country, Hashem won't be doirish. They are allowed to make wars. Even if it causes killing, a country is allowed to make a war. And he shtels tzu a gemar in Shavuos. And the Gemara in Shavuos is on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. And there it says, if a Malchus kills out 1/6 of the entire world, they're still not a Malchus Rasha. And it brings a Pasuk from Shir HaShirim. Ha'elef l'cha shloimei u'masayim l'noitir mespiri. So he says, what kind of business, why is the Malchus killing people? What's going on? He says, that Gemara is a right to what I'm saying. The Gemara is referring to in a war. If they make a war and they kill out up to a sixth of the people, then
Eleven beside the
fifth. Elef Masayim, the Gemara is saying is another 200, or is it all together? In addition, right. Right, Milbar. So that's his Gemara and his Pasuk. Where, and he says, Avad, it's mutter for countries to make wars. So, Im Kain, I just want to be Moisif over here, that not every single war is mutter. Only if you see over there already, the Gemara has certain boundaries, that if it's over a six, then no. Then there is Shia. There's like laws in the war. So over here, Yesh La'ayin, if they are keeping the rules, because they killed out all those people, could be that they were usser because of that. I'm just being more of that. And then the last thing, I just want to finish off with one last thing. If you look in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says that they had two different things. There was a war going on. But then when they took Lot and his money, that was not part of the war. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Va'es Lot ben Achi Avram, they took one person, just Lot. And then it says they took his Rechush, only Rechush in Sodom. Nowhere, none of the other cities they won. Why? They were trying to get Avram. It says, we want to shecht Avram. They had that all in mind. And they said, we want Avram to get here, and then we'll get him. And we know if we capture Lot, he'll come.
That's the bait.
That's the whole plan they had. Is oy bezoy, it comes out that that's for sure usher. I'm just saying that's another way of it. That's for sure usher. You can't do that.
That's me. I don't.
That's mamish gnevis people for nothing.
Yeah.
And Mimela, that's another way to answer how come Avram could do anything because of that. Okay. Why was Peru stopped for going about the Tayra?
He said no. He said the Tayra, there was no more.
Yeah.
We had enough of them.
Well, I could tell you until Tayra, everybody was the same. Right after Tayra, the ones Hashem really wanted.
You're supposed to be here. I talk.